Welcome back to Rosie on the House. It's our call-in hour for your home improvement project. As you all know, we are a big, big lover of outdoor Arizona, and I'm here in the studios of KTAR, and I see the wildfire, wildland reporter, journalist extraordinaire in person walking through the bulletproof glass, Mr. Jim Cross. I grabbed him by the neck and I said, Jim, get in here for 1 minute.
How you doing? Thanks.
What's that map you were showing me? So Jim Cross from KTAR, y'all have heard him for years reporting on the wildfires across. He reports on a lot of things, but somehow, some way, you've earned a kind of like a little niche in the wildfire reporting.
Long time. Yeah. 30 years but in the wildfires. But that map you're telling me about, it's a National Interagency Fire Center in Boise. They put out monthly outlooks, and June looks bad in Arizona.
I asked a meteorologist last week, I said, when are we going to see humidity? He said, no time soon.
We're looking at probably at least 5 weeks before seeing any rain. And Phoenix has had an inch of rain since October 1st, 1 inch.
Yeah.
And we should be at about 5.5.
Having moved here in 65, I can tell you from memory, this is the driest I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
And when Jennifer and I on horses out in the desert or walking or hiking or the cattle tanks, the wet spots up on the rim. I mean, none of them.
Oh, it's nothing. Everywhere. I was down at Benson last weekend, and all the way between here and Tucson, between Tucson and Benson, you know, south of Benson, bone dry.
I'm so thankful we made it through Memorial Day weekend. That's always I hold my breath on that one.
We had a 200-acre fire up northwest of Sedona that didn't do anything, didn't burn anything. That was about it.
That was up on top of Sycamore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody was worried going into Memorial, because you put that many people out in the woods.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, campfires were off limits, they had people starting campfires.
Anything going right now?
Nothing going of any significance.
Okay, but you said New Mexico's
bad. They have a fire east of Angel Fire right now that's 10,000 acres or more.
Oh, man.
They have another fire near Reserve, New Mexico, that's 22 or 23,000 acres. That's a pretty state, just like Arizona.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Both states are dynamite right now. They really are.
Well, we're holding our breath, saying our prayers, and wishing for the best the next 30 days.
Got to get through it.
Oh, man. Mr. Jim Cross, what is your official title?
Officially? Senior news reporter.
Senior news reporter. How'd you get the niche of wildfire coverage?
Well, I grew up in Idaho and grew up around loggers and forest people. Started covering wildfires in 88. First one was in Hell's Canyon in Idaho, and they had to take us up in the canyon in a jet boat, and that's a rough ride up that river. That's how it all started, and it just kind of snowballed after that.
I was visiting with Jim Paxson, you know, retired on his little ranch in Truth or Consequences now, but he said to say hello.
What the hell am I? Right. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah, well, he's been retired now a few years. Yeah, so.
He's a good fire guy.
He says his wife's worked him almost to death, and now he's running for county commissioner just for something else to do.
Really? It was Debbie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the first at the rodeo fire, I think they had just...
Yeah,
gotten married?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So. Jim Cross, thanks a million for joining us here at Rosie on the House.
Thank you.
That said, it's an ongoing warning for everybody. Please get outside, enjoy Arizona, but do it with an extra, extra level of precaution for any sparks or blazes. All right, let's get back to the phones. Can we bring Donna into the conversation?
Hello.
Miss Donna, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
What are you up to today?
Oh, not too much. Running errands.
All right. How can we help you around the house?
Well, actually, my husband and I have purchased some land in Snowflake, and we're interested in, of course, building on the property and hopefully living there in the next 2 years.
Nice.
So we are just looking to find some reputable, licensed, bonded, and insured contractors.
Yeah, you know, for a lot of reasons, it's not going to be hard to find a reputable contractor, because in a small community like that, word travels fast. Okay, so you can't be irreputable and stay in town for very long. But it's going to be hard to find somebody, in my experience, when I have to try and build something in the White Mountains, as a matter of fact, Romy and I have talked about my retirement plans. We've got this company, we already got the name of it, Arizona Mountain Masonry Maintenance Free Living. And that's what I'm going to do in my retirement. I'm going to go to the White Mountains. I'm going to build people masonry maintenance free homes that they can live in part of the year, all the year, or as ever much as they want. But finding subcontractors, we were up in Happy Jack looking at the fire, the homes that have been burned by fire. The insurance agents we talked to are saying, we can't find anybody to come up here and help us. I stopped at Pine Lumber that's been there for 60 years. And he said, you know, they're just, everybody is so busy, we can't take another ounce of extra work. So here's what I want you to do.
And it gets dangerous there because people will get desperate and they'll hire the new guy that comes to town who's just there to supply the fast need of labor and is gone as soon as that shortage and demand goes down. So
we have some new friends in Snowflake, Donna. They own the Heritage Inn, and they've been there a long time. Jennifer's going to pick you back up, get you in touch with the folks that own the Heritage Inn. They've been in Snowflake a long time. They know everybody. That's probably going to be the best place for you to start. See what local recommendations you can get there. When you're driving up to Snowflake, stop in Heber, stop in Overgard, stop in Sholo, check with the plumbing supply houses, check with the electrical wholesalers, check with the lumber yards. Find out who do they send material to regularly in the Snowflake area. You start collecting names from various sources, one name is going to keep coming up over and over and over again, and that's probably going to be your best candidate. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yep.
And you're probably going to have to wait 3 to 4 weeks for them.
More towards the fall and winter is probably a better time to look at for contractors because they're probably not as busy.
Well, that all depends whether or not the fish are biting or they have a deer or an elk tag.
Okay.
Because I can tell you from the homes I've built above Payson up in the Strawberry Pine area, if you don't have that home done by the start of hunting season, you aren't going to get it done until the springtime unless you bring all your contractors up from the valley. That's just, you know what? That's why they live there.
Yep.
So, Donna, okay. You keep me posted as you decide on a plan, as you develop your property plans, as you start interviewing contractors, I'll be happy to help you every inch of the way with what questions to ask and what to look for. Do y'all have to drill a well?
Yeah, we're going to have a well drilled and septic.
Okay.
We can even start a manufactured home.
Okay. Well, one of the first calls I'd make is to Sholo. I'd call Beeman Brothers Drilling and say, I've got property at Snowflake. I'm going to need a water well, septic, and a home built. Give me two or three names of guys you've worked with. The Beemans have been up there for two generations.
Okay.
So there's about five different ideas on how to start rounding up names, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Now you owe me the obligation of keeping me posted on how it's going.
And then check the Register of Contractors website. Make sure it's an active, current license number that they're operating under.
Absolutely. Okay, with that said, that opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348. What are you trying to tackle this particular Saturday in the great state of Arizona at your house? Let us put our experience and work to work for you. We can give you tips, tricks of the trade, the right tools, the right products. Well, actually name brands of products we like the best. That's what you get when you call Rosie on the House with 40, 45 years of home building and remodeling experience right here in Arizona. Let's go to Jeff in Glendale. Donna from Snowflake to Jeff in Glendale. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good, man. What are you up to today? What you got going on?
Well, I just watched a whole family of hummingbirds grow, and they flew the nest. Wonderful.
Oh, you had them nesting right outside your bedroom window?
Six feet away from my patio.
Can you believe how small them little boogers are?
Yeah, and I can't believe how fast they grow.
Well, that...
They came right in and flew in front of my face yesterday and said goodbye, and I haven't seen them since.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Oh, it was wonderful. Here's
yep.
my question.
Okay.
Hopefully, this is a simple one. I live in a mobile home.
Okay.
And it's very old, 71, I think it was built. And in the bathroom, there's no water pressure for the bath or the shower. However, right next to it, there's water pressure in the toilet and the sink. And a neighbor here said there's some kind of filter or something in the valve stem. And I'm afraid with the age of this, if I put any torque on that, and there's no access into the wall from either side, from inside the shower
yeah.
or the bedroom behind it.
And are these original plumbing fixtures from vintage 70?
Yes,
ooh, man.
Yes.
That's scary. Sorry to say
the fake crystal handles have already crumbled off.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know.
Yeah, and I don't want to touch it because I know if I put the least bit too much torque, boom.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right.
Oh, thank you.
are you looking for a plumbing recommendation?
I'm just looking for help.
Yeah.
You just need pressure back in your...
Here's where it is. I'm on a limited income. I have not had a shower in a year.
Oh, boy.
Okay? I've been sponge bathing out of the sink, if you want to know the truth. And I listen to your show every week, and I thought, I'm going to call.
Yeah, the dilemma is going to be, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call Joe at Thunderbird Plumbing. I'm gonna get that number for you, and let's have you talk to Joe. You're in Glendale, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
almost downtown, right on Glendale Avenue.
Okay. Well, Joe's right there in Glendale as well. Let's get you and Joe to visit and see if he can talk you through it. If he can't talk you through it, let's see if we can't take it to the next step.
623.
Okay.
Okay. 975-3302. And I think a lot of what he's going to be telling you is don't try and pull the valve out. Try and a lot of twisting motion. There's another trick where you can use a hammer and a board and gently pull as a directional. I mean, but your concern's right.
Oh.
It's pretty gunked in there, and it's going to take a lot of pressure to come out, and there's a good chance you're going to break the pipe and not get the valve before you get the valve out.
Yeah.
And then at that point, we're ripping the whole thing open.
Well, Jeff, thanks for sharing the story about the nest of hummingbirds just 6 feet from your window. That's an awful pretty picture to take, and let's see what we can't do about getting your plumbing back in order.